On the eve of St. Patrick's Day, Ian Willoughby looks at the boom in Irish plays being staged by theatres here in the Czech Republic.
A scene from A Skull in Connemara by the Irish playwright Martin McDonagh, which recently received its Czech language premiere at Prague's Švandovo Divadlo. Many Irish plays have appeared in Czech theatres in the last decade or so, in what's been something of a boom for Irish drama in the Czech Republic. In the bar after the premiere of A Skull in Connemara, director Martin Glasser explains what attracts him to the play's author, Martin McDonagh.
I like his specific sense of humor, his strange stories, strange characters. In his place is something typical Czech, I think. It's something we understand here. I have never been in Ireland, but I think people in Ireland must be in the same nature like Czech people. The play with words, the sense of humor, the type of thinking.
A Skull in Connemara, in Czech Lebkaz Connemari, also struck a chord with these audience members.
I think I like the play because I like Martin McDonagh's plays. I saw all of them which were produced in Czech Republic.
Yeah, I liked it. It was very tough, very, very quick and loud. I like his humor.
Martin McDonagh is just one of a plethora of contemporary Irish playwrights to have their work translated into Czech and staged in the Czech Republic. Others include Brian Friel, Conor McPherson, Marina Carr and Enda Walsh. Ulek Neumann translated A Skull in Connemara and, by the way, is himself married to an Irish woman. He offers an explanation for this trend.
I think there are two reasons. One is that after 1989, the society and especially theatrical society opened to the possibility of having access to Irish plays, Anglo-Saxon plays in general, plays in English in general. Irish plays have two things why they appeal. First, the authors who are translated, which is mainly Brian Friel and Martin McDonagh, are quite accessible. On the other hand, there is something very close between Czech people and Irish people. After all, the first line in the school book of Irish history starts with the line, Celts came to Irish islands in the 4th century from southern Bohemia, which I remember I was astonished to read.
Not far from the Švandovo Theatre is Prague's Charles University, one of the oldest universities in continental Europe. Its Centre for Irish Studies, which grew out of a mid-90s Irish Studies programme, can also claim some credit for making Irish drama more popular. Academic Claire Wallace.
The idea of Irish literature and Irish theatre studying these fields is a popular one here. We're the only programme in the Czech Republic, and many of our students go on to be reviewers or people who are engaged in various cultural bodies and so on. Also, I think some will go on to be translators, and work done by former students and also my colleague André Pilny in terms of translation has meant that Irish literature generally, as well as theatre, has appeared in Czech in print.
Dr. André Pilny is the head of the Centre for Irish Studies. He's translated a number of Irish plays and authors, and recently edited the first complete collection of J.M. Singh's works in Czech. He says the popularity of Irish drama is by no means an entirely new thing.
I suppose there would have been always a fairly strong tradition of staging Irish drama in the Czech Republic or Czechoslovakia, or even before that, because, for instance, we were one of the first countries in Europe to have translations of Singh staged here at the National Theatre, where the translator would have actually went to Ireland to see Singh and discuss the translations with him. And playwrights like Sean O'Casey or Shaw would have been immensely popular throughout the 20th century.
As for the boom of recent years, what criteria decide which Irish plays are staged in the Czech Republic?
You know, what gets translated, I think, is chiefly dictated by the preferences of the dramaturgs and by what they actually see as being currently successful, particularly, I would say, in London and in Germany. Hence, I suppose, also the arrival of Martin McDonagh here, big style in Czech theatres, because it was so successful. I suppose to an extent this would be true also of Marina Carr.
And are there any negative aspects to the trend of Czech theatres staging contemporary Irish drama?
To me personally, the one drawback to all this would be that there are actually quite a few Irish plays owned by very few Irish authors, and there in fact is a much wider variety, obviously, of the good plays which could be actually staged. I suppose we still have a debt to playwrights like Tom Murphy, for instance, where there would have been only a single play, Bala Gangara, produced ever here. Well, I think there are a number of other plays which certainly merit a production, and I hope this is going to happen.
I haven't seen all of them, but I've certainly seen a good selection. Some of them I've really liked, and some of them I really felt they were a little bit too deliberately Irish. That sounds rather strange, but it was as if an extra layer of Irishness had to be put on the top, and I tend to not like those productions that much.
Andre Pilney and Claire Wallace from Charles University's Centre for Irish Studies. One final question is how much Czechs understand these plays. Some references will no doubt be lost on them. So does translator Julek Neumann ever feel the need to add some extra exposition to help Czech audiences?
I am trying to avoid it as much as possible. Sometimes I have to add one word or two words just to explain what the context of some object is or some character is or would be in the rural society, because Czech society is mainly urban. And many of the aspects which are so characteristic of Irish society, like relationship with the land, relationship with the property, have disappeared after 1948 from the Czech subconscious. So sometimes I have to add, but I'm trying to do as little as possible. I think the other problem I have is the level of vulgar language, which always poses a problem. Because the Czech language has completely separate set of references, which are much less sexual, much more excremental, I would say. And to find that some words are still very offensive when spoken from stage. So I sometimes have to balance the references very carefully when I'm translating.